This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Really warm day. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. And tomorrow a little warmer and a little muggier. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. 60% chance of rain tomorrow. And the high temperatures reaching 95 tomorrow night. Low around 65. Still 60% chance of rain. And cooling off again on Friday, and a pretty good weekend coming up. Friday's high in the low 80s, and that's more back down to normal. UNC's baseball team rallied with a 3-run sixth inning yesterday to edge South Carolina 5-4 and earn a trip to the College World Series for the sixth time in the last 8 years. Tar Heels will play again on Sunday, and the opponent will be North Carolina State. We'll have the full wrap-up on yesterday's game coming up for you, as well as a conversation with Tom Jensen, Carolina superfan, coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Carborough in the news this morning. Downtown parking in Carborough. It remains a top priority for Carborough aldermen. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has more.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen continue to discuss the future of downtown parking Tuesday night, with the board focusing on overnight parking and unbundling near the center of town. Here's Alderman Sammy Slade.
Ultimately, I think we have to base this on the reality of our parking situation and be guided by the vision we have for the ideal, while at the same time balancing the economic development reality of the fact that, you know, a lot of businesses do depend on cars.
The meeting was an extension of a meeting last month, where the Alderman mostly focused on town-owned lots. Although the second and fourth meetings of each month are typically designated as workshops without public comment, the board allowed Chip Hoppin to speak as a representative of Southern Rail, a restaurant located right at the entrance of the Carmel Mall parking lot. In his statement, he reiterated talking points from a letter written to the board, including that store owners were displeased with how the management of Carmel Mall was handling their parking lot.
They feel that management at Carmel Mall specifically has been failing all the store owners in the area, and the bar owners specifically, and the people who create an atmosphere for Carborough and bring people into Carborough and make Carborough fun.
Alderman Damon Siles says he thought the joint letter from members of the business community was a wise gesture.
I just want to thank you and your colleagues for writing the letter, in particular in relation to the values that were expressed in that letter around the idea of a collaborative approach to parking in downtown. Really smart, thoughtful letter in that regard, and I appreciated it.
Alderman Slade says he also isn't happy with the actions of Carmel Mall's management.
I've been shocked at how the manager of Carmel Mall misrepresents himself when he says he wishes he would rather not tow, but that he has to guarantee that there's parking, knowing full well that they're towing in the middle of the night when there are no Carmel shops open. It's really a disservice to Carborough, and I know that that's his right to do it, but I think this is wrong.
Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton adds that it's possible people who illegally park their cars overnight are actually making a responsible decision in doing so.
If you think about the people who leave business establishments downtown at 2 a.m., when they choose to walk home instead of driving home, that is a good thing. They give you a parking ticket for leaving your car in downtown Chapel Hill in the parking lot overnight. What are they incentivizing there? That is really not necessarily the best policy.
The board then began to discuss scenarios regarding the unbundling of parking. But after several minutes, members of town staff were unable to say for sure whether the town's land use ordinance would have to be changed for unbundling to occur. Unbundling takes place when residents do not require each dwelling to be assigned a parking space. That way, those who choose to drive are paying for the right to do so instead of the cost being passed down to all occupants, as well as encouraging alternate forms of transportation. The board instructed town staff to relay their findings on the matter at a later meeting. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, with Moral Monday protests continuing and gaining steam, local leaders have been outspoken about their support, rallying against recent legislation coming out of the State General Assembly. Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier has been in attendance at several of the protests. She says what's going on inside the state legislature makes it important for community leaders to break their silence.
I think it sends a message to the public that they really care about what happens to the citizens, not just of our town, our county, but also our state.
Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the very first person arrested at last week's demonstration. Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Council Member Donna Bell would follow. A Facebook page with more than 700 members was created to mobilize local residents to make the trek over to Raleigh to participate in the protests. Mayor Chilton has been a visible presence on that social media site. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Boards of Education member Mia Burrows and James Barrett have also joined the effort. Both were at the protest on Monday. In fact, here's Burrows.
Orange County certainly has an amazing progressive tradition, all the way going back to the protests against the speakers bans, all the way back several decades ago. So I'm not the least bit surprised. We're leaders in this kind of thing.
Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich and Mark Dorison have also attended the demonstrations, as well as Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties. Local leaders have said they will continue to support the protests as long as the movement continues or until the state government begins to listen. The NAACP and other activists will gather in Raleigh for Witness Wednesday later today. It's an event commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, and it's in addition to Moral Mondays. The event today is set to begin at 10 o'clock this morning at the Davy Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, and then travels down the street for a news conference in front of the General Assembly. Witness Wednesday is part of the civil rights group's greater efforts to protest all the recent legislation passed and some proposed by the North Carolina legislature. The NAACP also plans to announce details regarding the Forward Together voter registration campaign, which will launch today as well. The head of the North Carolina Democratic Party, Randy Voller, has refused to respond directly to criticism from the party's number two leader as the first vice chair announced her resignation. State Party Chair Randy Voller, who also happens to be the mayor of Pittsburgh, said yesterday in an email he was sad to hear that Nina Schlossberg-Landis was stepping down from her position after just 4 months. Voller says she served the party, quoting here, with grace, distinction, and competence, and she will always be welcome at party headquarters. Schlossberg-Landis wrote party leaders on Monday night that she thinks Voller is not interested in raising money for the party and in creating an environment of trust, transparency, and accountability within it. A party spokesman says Voller will not comment on those specific accusations and will avoid engaging in personal attacks. North Carolina senators are pushing a new tax reform plan that doesn't add new sales taxes to services and eventually repeals local taxes on food. Senate leader Phil Berger unveiled a tax reform plan yesterday that marks a dramatic shift from an earlier proposal. The new proposal gradually eliminates corporate tax rates and goes back to a proposal to expand sales taxes to about 100 new services. Democrats question how Republicans who control the Senate will be able to pay for billions in tax cuts without severely impacting services. The plan is the latest in a series of proposals from House and Senate Republicans to reform what is widely considered an outdated tax system. The new plan heads for a committee vote today. North Carolina state government budget penned by House Republicans remain largely intact. After several hours of committee debate on Tuesday, the House Appropriations Committee had heard and voted on more than 30 amendments on the chamber's two-year spending plan by yesterday afternoon. The chamber's largest committee rejected changes that would have removed an initiative to provide scholarships for low-income students to attend private and religious schools. The panel also defeated an effort to prevent $10 million to compensate living victims of the state's former sterilization program. Another amendment, narrowly defeated, would have ended up giving in-state rates to out-of-state academic scholarship recipients to University of North Carolina system campuses. Committee members were likely to recommend the bill later yesterday. The full House is scheduled to vote on the budget today and tomorrow. WCHL News Time, 7:16. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Next topic, Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association. It's on the way. WCHL's traffic and weather together now. This is traffic report brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With 4 convenient locations in Chapel Hill and Carborough and also in Durham, chapelhilltire.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out on the roadways right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. A variety of full-size menu items, just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 69. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill and partly sunny today. High today in the low 90s. Boy, it's going to be hot tonight. Mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow it's going to seem even warmer because it will be quite moist. We'll have a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. Partly sunny skies. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high temperatures in the middle 90s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, still 60% chance of rain with a low about 65. And then Friday and Saturday, sunny skies both days. Highs in the low 80s. That's more reasonable. Low in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the middle 80s. So pretty good weather on the way, but really hot for the next couple of days here. Go ahead and get ready for that.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 at WCHL. The Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association is holding a meeting today at 4 p.m. on new municipal sewage and water options for the neighborhood the group serves. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the association, as well as a representative of the Rogers Road Mitigation Task Force, says one of the key elements of any water plant considered is affordability.
There have been several options that have been put on the table. So we are going to try to confirm which option that works best for this area and how can we do it in a way that it does not price the resident out of their home.
Minister Campbell says deals to secure water and sewage treatment in the area also have to include additional provisions on districting, given the neighborhood's unique geographical position.
Some people know and some don't that we are in the jurisdiction of three municipalities. So legally, they have to have some way to pool their funds together to resolve the issue.
Ever since the Orange County Regional Landfill was put in the Rogers Eubanks neighborhood area in the early 1970s, community members have pushed for sustainability and safety programs in that area. To do this, Minister Campbell says association members go to board meetings in each of the three municipalities that they're under, especially at a time like this when cities are passing their budgets.
If you're talking about revitalization of community, infrastructure has to be put in place. When you talk about the safety environment of community that don't have sidewalks, don't have street lights, all these things are important if you're talking about the health and safety of a community.
With the neighborhood in different jurisdictions, Minister Campbell describes the difficulty in getting the construction they need, given the example of a municipality only building a sidewalk in its section, but nowhere else, leaving it incomplete.
It's an ongoing task for us to have our voices heard in all the different chambers.
The Rogers Road Mitigation Task Force was charged to make recommendations to the various municipalities the neighborhood is under and was almost disbanded early this year, but was later given an extension until July 24th. Today's meeting takes place at 4 o'clock at the Solid Waste Administrative Offices on Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Tar Heels are going to the College World Series. UNC rallied with a 3-run sixth inning yesterday to edge South Carolina 5-4 and earn a trip to the College World Series for the sixth time in the last 8 years. By surviving the Super Regional, the top-seeded Tar Heels will travel halfway across the country to face rival North Carolina State this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Omaha. WCHL's Rachel Nash was at the Bosch yesterday and has the story.
From center field, Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
Doesn't really matter how you get there. You know, it's baseball's a tough game. You never know how it's going to go, and at the end of the day, we're going, so that's the most important thing. I just can't remember some of the other ways we got there. I mean, I do, but this one's sweet. This one's very special.
That's UNC head coach Mike Fox giving his take on the Heels heading to Omaha. But it was Colin Moran's RBI triple that sparked the comeback to give the Heels the victory, scoring Landon Lassiter to cut the South Carolina lead to one.
Well, that's not a 200 stroke. That's a 1,000% stroke. Down the right field sideline, and it kicks around past Brighton right field. Lassiter's going to come in to score. Moran, he's in the third. He'll slide for good measure, and he'll put the Tar Heels down by just a run.
A throwing error by Gamecock pitcher Adam Westmoreland allowed Moran to score the tying run.
Westmoreland cuts it off, throws back towards second to try to get Bolt. The throw is into center field, and Moran, he's tied the game. 4-4.
Westmoreland, who had hit Sky Bolt with a pitch, then walked catcher Brian Holverton and second baseman Mike Zolt to load the bases. He was replaced by lefty Tyler Webb, who took the left fielder Parks Jordan to a full count before walking him on an inside pitch to force Bolt in with what proved to be the winning run. The Tar Heels shut out the Gamecocks in their last three at-bats, with lefty ace Kent Emmanuel coming in to nail down the save by getting the last two outs in the ninth on just two pitches.
It didn't matter if I would have given up 20 runs or thrown a perfect game. It's always going to be the same. You know, I'm there to compete against the batter and get him out. And, you know, it really doesn't factor into how I pitch, what happens before.
Trent Thornton notched the win, allowing one earned run over 4 2/3 innings after relieving starter Benton Moss in the third. South Carolina took an early lead with a run in the second, but Holverton blasted a two-run homer over the right field fence in the bottom of the second.
The pitch to Holverton, slapped hard into right field. It's drifting, it's carrying, it's out of here.
The Gamecocks regained the lead in the fifth when Tar Heel center fielder Chaz Frank dropped a fly ball, allowing two runs to score. The visitors from the Southeastern Conference added a single run in the top half of the sixth, setting up the dramatic rally to follow. Carolina improved to 57-10 on the year, while the Gamecocks finished their season at 43-20. The Tar Heels are expected to face NC State ace left-handed pitcher Carlos Rodon in their College World Series opener Sunday at 3 p.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What a game yesterday. Carolina on its way to Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series once again. And, of course, we'll have the games for you right here on WCHL and streaming live at our website, chapelboro.com. Tom Jensen may be known as the biggest Carolina baseball fan of all. He leads the cheers in the stands, and he's always there, and Tom's going to be in Omaha as well. Tom, I guess you're still excited after what happened yesterday, huh?
Well, it's just been a crazy month, Ron. I just can't ever remember a period of time where we had this many games that were so close and such a short period of time, but this is just the toughest team I've ever seen in just about any sport, and they just find a way.
Not to mention all the rain delays and postponements and the horrible weather we've had to contend with and everything else. But there's still, Carolina seemed to have lost its mojo a little bit toward the end of the season during postseason play. But this team is tough. I guess that's the best word I can come up with to describe them.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. They didn't play that well in the regional and they found a way to win. They didn't play that well in the super regional and they found a way to win. If they start coming on all cylinders in Omaha, this is going to be the year, because this is just a team that, you know, even when things aren't coming easy for them, even when things aren't going out that great, they just gut it out and find a way to win.
Tom, the Tar Heels have been to the College World Series numerous times, but have never won it all. Do you have a feeling that this might just be the year?
Well, you know, I think when you win three games between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning in a 10-day span, it might just mean that you're a team of destiny. And we know that they have the players to do it. Obviously, it's a very tough field in Omaha. This is one of the best fields we've seen in the College World Series in a long time, so there aren't going to be any easy outs. But I have a pretty good feeling about this team winning its last game of the season.
Next hour, we're going to be talking to Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox. This hour, we're talking to Tom Jensen, who's known to a lot of people for public policy polling. But, Tom, you are fast becoming known as Carolina's super fan. And I just want to know, what is it that is so compelling about Carolina baseball that just gets you so excited for these games?
Well, we've obviously had the best program in the country over the last 8 years. And we have a great fan base, but we don't necessarily here at Carolina always have the loudest fan base. So I've just felt like these guys really deserve to have a stadium rocking for them. And if I can help sort of lead the fans and getting on their feet and making a lot of noise, I'm really happy to do that. I was just amazed by the atmosphere yesterday. You know, playing a game at noon on a Tuesday, no notice, that stadium was full, everybody was loud. I really feel like we're finally starting to really get these kids the sort of fan support they deserve, and they really do deserve it. I mean, in addition to just being such a tough team, on the diamond. This is a great group of kids. They're always up there at the top of the NCAA in terms of academics. They do so much great community service stuff. I mean, this is just really a special, special group of players.
Finally, Tom Jensen is going to Omaha for the College World Series. In fact, he's going to be our guy out there. And, Tom, you looking forward to the trip?
Absolutely. There's no better June vacation than Omaha, Nebraska.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thank you, Ron, and also congratulations on your recent award. We're just so lucky to have you in Chapel Hill.
Oh, I appreciate that, buddy. Have a good day, and full of anticipation for more Carolina baseball action. Tom Jensen, WCHL. Again, next hour, we'll talk with Mike Fox. Tar Heels winning yesterday, coming from behind, as usual. A three-run sixth inning. Carolina edged South Carolina 5-4. They're in the College World Series, and guess who the opponent is in the first action there? North Carolina State, believe it or not. So we'll have it for you on WCHL. Game time Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we'll have all the games every time Carolina plays on 97.9 FM WCHL, and also streaming live on our website so you can listen wherever you are at chapelboro.com. All right, now we're going to talk a little bit more baseball with Mr. Chansky this morning. He has his take on this thing.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What pressure, what a game, and Destiny's Children are still alive. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. It was worth the wait of getting through one rainstorm and a tornado that never came. The super regional final between the hometown Tar Heels and the chickens from down south did not disappoint. Carolina may not have its hitting and pitching completely back together, but its character and heart are still intact and got them through this one for sure. South Carolina outscored UNC 16-8 in the three games. But the Tar Heels won two of them thanks to their refusal to quit and Gamecock miscues catching up with them. Bunting themselves out of two big innings by failing to move the runners up, making a humongous throwing error that allowed the tying run to score, and walking three straight batters in light blue to force in the decisive run. Carolina needed all a mishap to pick up senior center fielder Chaz Frank, who inexplicably dropped a pretty routine fly ball that allowed two Gamecocks to score and take a 3-2 lead. The home team had gone up earlier after South Carolina hit shortstop Michael Russell with two outs, another costly blunder, and then catcher Brian Hoberton brought him in with a towering, majestic homer into the right field trees. It was only UNC's second home run in both regional rounds for a team that had hit 47 during the regular season. Trailing 4-2, the Tar Heels made some things happen in the sixth with lots of help from the Garnet Chickens. Their first baseman, Carl Martin, tipped a line drive by Colin that might have curved foul, and the triple scored Landon Lassiter. After Sky Bolt was hit by a pitch, Cody Stubbs' lazy fly to shallow left was not deep enough for Moran to tag up and go home. But South Carolina pitcher Adam Westmoreland cut off the throw and tried to nail Bolt, who had tagged up from first, and fired the ball into center field, scoring Moran to tie the game. Then two Gamecock pitchers promptly walked three straight heels to force in Bolt with the game-winning run. And in the ninth, when Scott Forbes called on Kent Emanuel to get the last two outs, South Carolina didn't even wait to see if the big lefty was still struggling. Swinging at the first two pitches that produced easy outs, the traditional pig pile at the pitcher's mound, and UNC's sixth trip to the College World Series in 8 years. Congratulations, guys, for having the pluck and character to pull it out. Next comes NC State in Omaha. Yikes. This is our chance. See ya.
I'm Kevin Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev, what do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So glad to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really? Why would you?
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Hunton & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Hunton & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
All right, your Chapel Hill Cover weather is brought to you this morning by Southern Season at University Mall, where you can shop today for all of Dad's favorites just in time for Father's Day. Southern Season's legendary barbecue, beer, and baskets. That's what he really wants at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, we'll look at a partly sunny sky. Showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. Very hot, though. High tomorrow, about 95 degrees. And the chance of rain is 60% all day tomorrow. So some really hot, muggy weather is on the way.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:33 at WCHL, 27 minutes until 8 o'clock. Still to come, just a few minutes here, a commentary on the way from Ellie Kinnaird. And she says there are good people and bad people in every religion. That is on the way in just a few minutes on WCHL. Of course, around here, we're still celebrating Carolina's win yesterday to get the Tar Heels to the College World Series. We'll have more on that coming up throughout the morning and throughout the day here on WCHL. Ever tried to park in the Carmel parking lot late at night? Downtown parking in Carborough, specifically there at Carmel, remains a top priority for the Carborough Board of Aldermen, and they were talking about it quite a bit last night. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has more.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen continued to discuss the future of downtown parking Tuesday night, with the board focusing on overnight parking and unbundling near the center of town. Here's Alderman Sammy Slade.
Ultimately, I think we have to base this on the reality of our parking situation and be guided by the vision we have for the ideal, while at the same time balancing the economic development reality of the fact that, you know, a lot of businesses do depend on cars.
The meeting was an extension of a meeting last month where the Alderman mostly focused on town-owned lots. Although the second and fourth meetings of each month are typically designated as workshops without public comment, the board allowed Chip Hoffman to speak as a representative of Southern Rail, a restaurant located right at the entrance of the Carmel Mall parking lot. In his statement, he reiterated talking points from a letter written to the board, including that store owners were displeased with how the management of Carmel Mall was handling their parking lot.
They feel that management at Carmel Mall specifically has been failing all the store owners in the area, and the bar owners specifically, and the people who create an atmosphere for Carborough and bring people into Carborough and make Carborough fun.
Alderman Damon Siles says he thought the joint letter from members of the business community was a wise gesture.
I just want to thank you and your colleagues for writing the letter, in particular in relation to the values that were expressed in that letter around the idea of a collaborative approach to parking in downtown. Really smart, thoughtful letter in that regard, and I appreciated it.
Alderman Slade says he also isn't happy with the actions of Carmel Mall's management.
I've been shocked at how the manager of Carmel Mall misrepresents himself when he says he wishes he would rather not tow, but that he has to guarantee that there's parking, knowing full well that they're towing in the middle of the night when there are no Carmel shops open. It's really a disservice to Carborough, and I know that that's his right to do it, but I think this is wrong.
Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton adds that it's possible people who illegally park their cars overnight are actually making a responsible decision in doing so.
If you think about the people who leave business establishments downtown at 2 a.m., when they choose to walk home instead of driving home, that is a good thing. They give you a parking ticket for leaving your car in downtown Chapel Hill in the parking lot overnight. What are they incentivizing there?
Right.
That is really not necessarily the best policy.
The board then began to discuss scenarios regarding the unbundling of parking, but after several minutes, members of town staff were unable to say for sure whether the town's land use ordinance would have to be changed for unbundling to occur. Unbundling takes place when residents do not require each dwelling to be assigned a parking space. That way, those who choose to drive are paying for the right to do so instead of the cost being passed down to all occupants, as well as encouraging alternate forms of transportation. The board instructed town staff to relay their findings on the matter at a later meeting. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As you know, Moral Monday protests are continuing and gaining steam these days. Local leaders have been outspoken about their support, rallying against recent legislation coming out of the State General Assembly. Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Palicia has been in attendance at several protests. She says what's going on inside the state legislature makes it very important for community leaders to break their silence and speak out.
I think it sends a message to the public that they really care about what happens to the citizens, not just of our town, our county, but also our state.
Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton was the very first person arrested at last week's demonstration. Carrboro Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade all arrested as well. Plus, Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Donna Bell and many others from Orange County. A Facebook page with more than 700 members was created to mobilize local residents to make the trek to Raleigh to participate in these protests. Mayor Chilton has been a very visible presence on this social media site and others. Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board of Education members Mia Burrows and James Barrett have also joined the effort. Both were at the protest on Monday, and here's what Burrows had to say.
Orange County certainly has an amazing progressive tradition, all the way going back to the protests against the speakers bans, all the way back several decades ago. So I'm not the least bit surprised. We're leaders in this kind of thing.
Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich and Mark Dorison have also attended the demonstrations, as well as Senator Alec Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties. Local leaders have said they will continue supporting the protests as long as the movement continues or until the state government leaders begin to listen. And the NAACP and other activists will gather in Raleigh for Witness Wednesday later today. It's an event commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The event is set to begin at 10 a.m. at the Davy Street Presbyterian Church, and then they will travel down the street for a news conference in front of the North Carolina General Assembly building. Witness Wednesday is part of the civil rights group's greater efforts to protest recent legislation passed and proposed by the North Carolina legislature. The NAACP also plans to announce details regarding the Forward Together voter registration campaign launching today as well. And Witness Wednesday is in addition to all the Moral Monday festivities. 7:39 at WCHL, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock. News around town this morning. The 4th Terra Vita Food and Wine event has been set to take place October 10th through 12th. The event, named for one of the top 10 southern food festivals by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, features different wines and brews from sustainable local chefs and artisans. Terra Vita also includes a dinner, live music, an auction to raise money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, plus a series of seminars on sustainability. Tickets aren't on sale yet, but they will go on sale the 12th of July. Again, that takes place in October. It's best to get your tickets in advance because it will probably sell out. The 4th Terra Vita Food and Wine event, October 10th through 12th. 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Please welcome into the studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen, it is Rand Northam. Very busy. He is a veritable blur. I've had a hard time focusing on you this morning because you're moving so fast in and out of the studio. And
running all over the place.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Well, first of all, happy hump day.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We get past this hump, it's downhill toward the week.
Downhill from here on out.
That's right.
Well, secondly, I want to say congratulations for the 2013 National Association of, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Radio Personality of the Year. So a huge congratulations to you for that one.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
There is a story up on that on our website, chapelboro.com, so people can check that out.
I'm sure there are lots of good broadcasters out there all over North Carolina, so that means a lot. I'm never able to listen to the ones who are on in the morning because I'm always on here.
Well, so. There you go.
But anyway, it means a lot, and it means a lot to represent this community.
You'll be able to hear some of those when you go and get your award on June 24th. So big congratulations. That, again, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters, it's the first annual award, so you will be there as the first one to get that one. North Carolina Association of Broadcasters just starting that up. So
well,
pretty cool.
Cool
stuff.
Cool. Yeah, congratulations. I appreciate that. It really does mean a lot.
And that announcement actually came out on your birthday. We let you know during a little birthday party we were having here, so that was pretty cool. And then
that was ironic. That was not planned, was it?
It was not planned. Well, you know, I told them, I said, if you're going to announce it, you got to do it on his birthday. So they apparently listened.
All right,
pretty neat. And we announced that officially yesterday here. At the station and online on chapelboro.com. So pretty neat, and glad to have you 36 years almost here coming up in July. So pretty neat.
People have been putting up with me for a long time. So any rate, I'm glad to have a microphone.
Well, otherwise on Chapelboro, we can talk a little bit about the short list this morning. There's still some time. I lied yesterday, actually. Still some time to submit for the best place for a frozen treat. That will be until Thursday. Thursday is the last day for a submission there. So starting Friday, everyone can vote on the best ones that people have submitted. So you'll want to check that out.
You might want to go out and do some research this week, too, the best place for a frozen treat, because it's going to be in the middle 90s tomorrow.
It's going to get hot. That is for sure. I'm not looking forward to it myself.
No, I hate it when it gets that hot.
That's right. Air conditioner is going to have to go on.
And this one in here, by the way, is not working properly this morning. So, well, I break out in a cold sweat. Sorry.
It's not Tuesday, Ron. Anyway, more graduation photos are up today as well, so you want to check that out. And we've got, this is day 3 of 5, so it works out. There's 5 days a week of 5 local high schools that we're covering as well, so you want to check that out today as well. It should be East Chapel Hill High School that is up today on our website, chapelboro.com. You can catch up on all our sports and news stories, lots to talk about baseball. We'll get that Tom Jensen interview up again on our website pretty soon here if you didn't hear that earlier, so you can hear that, a great interview with him, the North Carolina baseball super fan, as he is heading to Omaha with the Tar Heels, and lots more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rand, and not only did we talk to Carolina super fan, but we got Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox.
That's right.
On deck circle coming up next hour. WCHL, Carolina winning yesterday 5-4 over South Carolina. In some ways, it seems like an improbable win, but they came from behind as they have become accustomed to doing.
I did not get much work done during that that time yesterday. That is for sure.
Nobody did. And, it was Boschmer Stadium was a loud place yesterday.
No kidding.
So Tar Heels on their way to the College World Series, and we're hoping they can win it all this time.
That would be great.
When they play, you can hear it all right here.
You got
it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today's commentary on the way next from Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who lives here in Chapel Hill. That is coming up after this.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds neat, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep. I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes. We import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the Virtual Vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts. Selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds. Real expertise. Real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
The Orange County Library is at your fingertips and just a click away from meeting your recreational, educational, and informational reading needs. Monitor your account online, reserve a meeting room, check out digital media and e-books. You can also like Orange County Library on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We love to see you at the library. We have 3 convenient locations, 1 in Hillsboro and 2 in Carrboro.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. 7:47, 13 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I appreciate WCHL's hosting The Commentators, where community members share their opinions and viewpoints. They are always interesting and informative. But I was startled to hear last week's commentary that connected an unnamed religion to terrorism. The commentator listed several terrorist attacks and ended by saying the perpetrators had all one thing in common. They shared a religion. While the religion was not mentioned, he obviously meant Islam, since all the attacks the commentator described were committed by Muslims, and some had stated their anti-Western violent intentions. His unnamed conclusion? Islam is a dangerous religion that urges all believers to hate Americans, to commit acts of terrorism, and Muslims should cause fear in all of us. There have been mass killings at schools, retail stores, parking lots, daycare facilities, a Sikh temple by a person who mistakenly thought they were Muslim, even police departments, all of which were carried out by homegrown Americans, some of whom, statistically, presumably, might have had a connection with Christianity. We do know they have all been committed by white males, except for one Chinese person in Virginia. So should we all be afraid of young white males because most of the carnage in this country has been perpetrated by them? But beyond that, the commentator's logic is seriously flawed. There are 1.3 billion Muslims in the world. If they wanted to take us out, it would be simple. The fact is that, like people of all religions, 99% of Muslims are peaceful, law-abiding people just trying to make a living, bringing up their children, and with the hope to contribute to making the world a better place. But the big question is, what does the commentator propose should be done about the problem he believes exists? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. Chapel Hill and Carrboro have opposed big box retail, but what do the shoppers want? We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Karen Gherkin, Chapel Hill. You know, as much as I like the good deals they have, I think we have enough big box stores around the area right now. You know, I like to support local business as well, so having a good balance between the two would probably be ideal.
Frank DeGruffery in Ridgefield would be a lot more helpful. And the ones that they do have, you got to go so far to get to them.
Heather Noor, Carrboro. Oh, I don't like the idea of that. I like the smaller stores. I like to support small local businesses.
Jeff Walling, Mebane. I think there's enough already.
How would you feel about more stores like Walmart or Target in Orange County?
Frank Rigsby, shopper here, would love it because I can afford to go there. So if I got them around, with this other stuff I can't afford to just look and that's it, window shop.
First name is Rick, last name is Hagen. I live in Chapel Hill. I would not be in favor of it. One is crowding linked to having, you know, that dense of a population. Number two, the threat to small businesses in the community.
Paul Crosham, Chapel Hill. No, it's too many college kids.
Alice Crabtree, I live in Chapel Hill. I really think they should. I think that would bring them a lot more business because they're losing so much of the high retail.
Angela Moore, Chapel Hill. I think that's a great idea because I have to go to Durham now when I go to the mall or when I go to Walmart.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruisers, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruisers locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by the beautiful Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar at the Carolina Inn each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Traffic has been moving along pretty smoothly so far this morning. Right now, let's get an update from Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. A couple slowdowns to let you know about. I-40 eastbound between 751 and Apex Highway, which is NC-55, seeing a slowdown. Also, 15501 southbound and northbound between NC-86 and NC-54, also seeing some delays. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. No other delays to let you know about. No accidents to let you know about right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items, just $3 each. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. And if it's not warm enough today, just wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going all the way up to 95. It'll be muggy. We'll have a 60% chance of rain. 7:53, 7 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day on WCHL. Good morning, sir.
Did you say 95?
Yes. High tomorrow, 95.
Isn't that an interstate, not a temperature?
Well, it will be the first 90, well, today might be the first 90-plus degree day that we've had in 2013, and then tomorrow is supposed to be even warmer.
Hot, hot, hot. All right. Well, Ron Boy, here we go. The word of the day, I got a dandy for you.
All right.
Here's a word that the ever-stylish, ever-evolving, ever-man-of-the-world Ron Stutz will appreciate. The term or the word of the day is Van Dyke. Van Dyke. V, V as in Victor, V-A-N-D-Y-K-E, V-A-N-D-Y-K-E, and as I understand it, in this usage, the word Van Dyke is always capitalized. Why might that be, Ron Boy?
Well, when I think of Van Dyke, I think of Earl Van Dyke, who was a prominent musician in the Motown family, but I'm sure you have something else in mind.
Did you? Does the word painter mean anything to you?
Painter?
Painter. Van Dyke, the painter.
Yeah, I think that guy painted my house.
He's also the guy who you're imitating with that beard you wear.
Oh.
Van Dyke is a short, pointed beard. Come on, buddy, you knew that.
Mine's not pointed. My head may be, but my beard is not.
I stole the best line of the morning. Well, there it is. Van Dyke is a short, painted beard. V-A-N-D-Y-K-E.
And short, pointed Ron, beard, you meant to say.
What did I say?
Painted.
Well, that too. All right. And just for your trivia notebook, yes. Ron, my man, the Van Dyke the painter lived from 1599 to 1641. So keep that close to your heart all day long. Well,
that's back when you were growing up. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
You
bye.
Too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it and define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the clean joke of the day. I'm WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz, and here is Lauren Stafford.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Oh, just fantastic, and I hope you are.
I'm too. Middle of the week.
Yeah.
Made it to Wednesday.
Folks, I don't know if I've told you this, but this is the South African Flash. She came here from South Africa. We're so happy to have her here. And now she's elevated to the highest ranks of people here at WCHL. She gets to do the clean joke of the day.
I know. Who would have thought? My parents are so proud.
I'm sure they are.
College education really stretched to the max here.
It's 2 degrees you have.
Yeah. That's right. 2 degrees, and then they're all in clean joke humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
All right. I have a good joke that my intern found for me, actually. actually.
Really?
Today. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll give that a go. A tiger was walking through the jungle one day and saw two men relaxing under a tree.
Right.
One was reading a newspaper, and the other man was working feverishly on a manual typewriter, typing away.
Okay.
The tiger leapt on the man with the newspaper and ate him up. But the tiger didn't bother the other man at all.
Uh-huh.
That's because any predator knows that readers digest, but writers cramp.
Thank you, Lauren. All right, 7:56, 4 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Max Harrell is an extraordinary volunteer for Paws Forever.
I have three large dogs that I wanted to get trained, so I trained in their fabulous training center, and then I started assisting, not training, and then they needed help doing events, and then they needed help doing work at the retail store, and 3 years later, I'm now the volunteer store manager.
Max Harrell is today's WCHL hometown hero. What about the resale store in Hillsboro?
We carry everything from jewelry to furniture, and we even have some pet supplies. But it was meant to raise awareness for the shelter because we're hidden and people aren't aware of the fact that we just celebrated 50 years and we needed to raise that awareness and raise money at the same time. It also gives people who don't want to adopt a pet a way to help without also having to donate money. It's just another way to recycle goods. Everybody has too much stuff and it's easy to donate your things to us. We resell it and then we send the money back to the shelter.
You have a full-time job there, right?
I do.
Where do you work?
I work in Durham at the Forest of Duke, which is caring for two-legged people instead of four-legged pets.
I understand that you do a lot of work on all the fundraising events for Paws Forever and that you even were quite active at Hog Day. What did you do there?
Hog Day, we set up a booth with as much information as we could share. We took Bubba Gump, one of our shelter dogs, who loves people and loves kids, and just try to share the information because both our shelter and our store are kind of hidden, so we really have to get out in the community and talk to people.
Obviously, Max Harrell loves animals, and she goes over and above the call of duty helping out Paws Forever. She thinks this is exactly what she ought to be doing.
I think most of us have at some point in our lives said, what is God's will for my life? And when I started doing this, I said, maybe this is it. That's why I've continued to do this.
I want to thank you, Max, for all you do on behalf of the animals and on behalf of everybody in Orange County, because you make this community a better place in which to live.
Well, all I'm doing is a little piece, so anybody listening that wants to do a little piece, we need volunteers all the time.
How do folks get in touch with you?
All the volunteer opportunities are on the website, pawsforever.org, and they can just go to the volunteer tab and fill in the information. We just appreciate any time you can give, whether that's doing an event or whether that's working at the resale store. You know, if you've got a skill, we can probably use you somewhere.
Thanks to Cindy Myhawk for the nomination. Max Harrell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Car.